Our age has been called many things, but an age of cowards may best describe it, given the immense fear, anxiety, and helplessness that most people display in the face of even trivial threats. We are not a generation that moves forward into the uncertain future in a bold and heroic manner.
In the age of the 2020s, the Western world has gone mad. Everyone is special. Everyone is amazing. And can do anything. They are also downtrodden and have no opportunities because of systematic racism, classism, sexism, or whatever ism you can think of and or make up.
If we want to defeat capitalism, we are going to need a party that will organize working people to fight for the demands that we want and to win socialism. Thank you so much.
Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload.
Dance, name, point chapter, pronoun.
Privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
But there is no greater bigotry in the world, no greater evil than satire and humor. Act 1. The Vertigear Twitter drama, July the 19th. It was a normal day on Twitter. James Charles was in trouble again for tagging underage boys in something. And this was literally 2 days after him doing a video about the allegations that were lobbied against him from those delicious young boys. James Charles shouldn't have been a makeup artist. He should have been a scoutmaster. Stu, edit that out immediately. If I was James Charles, I wouldn't even hang around short people no more. That's just me, though. Sorry, wee man, you've got to go. You're too dangerous for me, honey. Women can do anything. They're brave, powerful, and limitless. They can do anything. I will tell you that again, except take a joke.
No!
Vertigear's tweet was so hateful that many girls sprang into action. And when I say girls, I mean e-girls. If there's anything an e-girl hates more than a man that won't give her money, it's being made fun of for what she's doing. Liz Oatlin, I don't know what her name is, nor do I care. Famous for her ability to ban followers that don't take part in her echo chamber during a stream, has expanded her machinations to Twitter. That's right. Now you can follow her, disagree, and be immediately banned and called a dick for having your own opinion. You filthy bigot. Anyway, Liz jumped immediately on the internet to fight against this bigotry. Just in case anybody missed his sexist posts before they deleted it. Tons of mutuals follow the company too. Uh-oh, if you're following this company, you better not follow them anymore or else you're canceled. And it's like, look at this innocuous tweet. This is accurate. And the funny thing is, it is accurate.
Oh no, he didn't.
You know that jokes are usually based on some form of truth. That's the whole point of humor. As Charlie Chaplin said, to laugh in the face of our helplessness against the forces of nature or go insane. That means, you know, laugh against the fact that one day you're going to be dead. You're going to be worm food, okay? So you better enjoy the ride while you can. That's what humor is. This is just a meme that's based on a sad truth of Twitch, but you cannot use the truth in this day and age. The truth is bigoted. People don't want to hear about facts. They care about feelings. Oh yeah, she blocked me before this. Like, I didn't even know who the hell she is. But then again, with that Valley of the Dolls face she has, where it's just completely and utterly a soulless smile. The type of smile you'd expect from a mother during, like, parent-teacher night. When you tell her kid is a complete and utter asshole.
I've never said this before because I was being nice. But your son has the cold, dead eyes of a killer.
And she looks at you and goes, Charles is a good boy. I can't believe you'd say anything about my darling son. And meanwhile, the kid is like stabbing another kid in the back with a pencil. And he's screaming, stop hitting yourself, stop hitting yourself. And the mother just smiles at you like that. She then replies to anyone that was following her that disagreed with her little takes as, you're blocked. Great way to treat people that's followed you, you know, and they're like, Liz, this isn't that bad. And then she's like, oh my God, I've got a sexist here, and then blocks you. All of her mutuals that I'd assume are also e-girls replied with scathing remarks such as, "Yikes!" I felt like I was in the New York Zoo again when all the f***ing parrots were repeating each other. Who the fa runs their Twitter account shakes my head. Could you imagine how easy the lives are for these women? That this is like an issue for them? I see stuff that bashes men all day and I sit there and go, eh, whatever. There are people who literally try to call me out and call me an incel on Twitter. I look at it and go, whatever. Good one. You write for SNL? One woman even said they work with St. Jude, and she hoped they would never work together again. Yeah, screw those sick kids. They should hold out a little longer on that kidney transplant because of this tweet. This tweet was a hate crime of the highest order, and by default, it's as bad as drug money. I'm pretty sure the sick kids would refuse the money that would help them survive another day longer if they knew that it came from a disgusting company like Vertigear. A crime was committed against female streamers. See, the ironic thing is this. This is very common among the thought community. So why all the anger? Someone makes a joke about Native Americans being drunks. I don't fall on the floor and start screaming at the top of my lungs. I make a joke and move on with it and say something to the effect of, they call me Dances with Jack Daniels. Everybody laughs. The crowd cheers. Oh, by the way, Liz has now locked her page because people started to notice that she was a total spaz. Remember, echo chamber girls only want to be around people that agree with them because they are children at the core of their being. And I also think it's because Sophia Narowitz literally just posted a photo of one of Liz's streams. This broad has like a four camera shoot where you basically see her. If there's any gameplay, I bet it's tiny. Why is there a four camera shoot? Like, I need to see this girl from every angle for what? There's only one reason you'd want to see her from every angle. You're thirsty as f***. You're not there for the game. But then again, I'm a weird guy. Sometimes I watch porn and I see the women's shoes and I think, my God, she must earn an amazing limbing. Those are limited edition Jimmy Choo's.
This is funny. He's gay.
Act 2. The lack of self-awareness. Sophia Narowitz then got into a funny Twitter beef with an OnlyFans girl called Miss Henley. This woman's lack of self-awareness is on the same level as DSP. And that's saying something. On the DSP scale, I give her a 5 snorts out of 5. She rolls in and says, "You deleted it, but you can't pretend it wasn't tweeted, Vertigear. You owe women in this industry an apology." And what industry are you in, madam? The selling of butthole and feet pics?
The rotted skunk is over there just twisted in the corner. Ugh.
I didn't know it was such a respected industry. God help us all. I wish OnlyFans would just disappear into a black hole just to see a lot of these women twist in the wind. You just can't. How can you act like you're like you Big Willie style and you selling butthole pictures? You know, it's like they act like they actually did something amazing. Then you see her stream is literally the Vertigear meme. Like, what the f***? That would be like a crackhead polishing off a 5-gram rock. And then someone walking past him and making a Charlie Sheen joke.
Winning.
And then the crackhead gets all angry.
I'm not just all about this crack, baby. There are other facets to my being. By the way, are you holding?
If you glance over this woman's content, you'll question, why did she say anything at all? No one owes her an apology. In fact, she owes America an apology for trying to sell butthole and feet pictures during the 4th of July as a special. Washington didn't cross the Delaware River so you could sell asshole pictures. Dude, she had one tweet because she blocked her page because that's what all these e-girls did after this Vertigear crap. She had one, I don't know if Sophia Narod still has it up, where this chick was literally like, you can join the contest. The contest was you had to subscribe to her OnlyFans for the chance to try and win a year subscription to her OnlyFans.
Why?
Henley claps back at people in the lamest ways possible by acting passive-aggressively and saying something to the effect of, thanks for the free promotion. Then blocks the person to avoid getting roasted and ending up being ratioed. And frankly, her ego couldn't take that at all. And sadly, the poor little thing struggles to get 30 likes on anything she posts anyway. Thanks for the free promotion, you skank coochie energy, putting that money right into my pocket.
Wow, what do you say after that one? Brutal, savage, wrecked, absolutely taken down.
Laughing emojis, and then she promotes her OnlyFans and then blocks Sophia Narowitz. And sadly, this only got 6 likes and 6 quote tweets. Oh my god, for real? She says the same thing again? LOL, between the skank coochie pick me retweeting all of my alt tweets and the incels calling out my OnlyFans, this is the easiest money I've ever made without doing any work. Keyboard warriors literally supporting exactly what they're trying to talk down to is hysterical. What? Okay, so guys paying to see her naked are the alpha males, right? And anyone laughing at her for making a fool of herself over this whole incident is an incel. Got it. When you have no moral standards or even a grasp on reality, anything can be a victory. That's what Henley's taught me. Case in point, this dude pays this girl $10,000 to meet her on OnlyFans. As you can see, he's obviously the top physical specimen for a male. You know, you wouldn't look at him and think incel, would you? Anyway, he drops $10,000 to meet her, and 1 month later, she takes the money he gave her, and she's traveling the world with her actual boyfriend that she had the entire time. Act 3. Apologies are never enough. Vertigear put out an apology that wasn't enough to satiate the clout-hungry internet activist. As seen here by our Karen of the Year, Laura. Hey Dell, Alienware, hey NXT, hey iBuyPower. Do the tweets on this thread reflect your company's position on women and inclusivity? If not, then they're still partnered with Vertigear. Their apology is fake, and you can do better.
Oh, you little bitch troll from hell.
God, I hate You Can Do Better. It is only used by annoying, obnoxious women and men that have no balls.
Do better.
My God, You Can Do Better. So, Vertigear, seeing that their apology was ill-received, they then fired the dude or person who posted the tweet because it was akin to a hate crime, I guess, and we are living in the age of cowards. The Gamer Chair apologizes for bad tweets and promises to do better. Vertigear had a heated gaming moment on social media. Yes, when you look at America, isn't it sad how the people act? In other countries, there are revolutions and riots going on for just basic human freedoms and rights, where the government is turning off people's internet. Over here, e-girls are angry at a goddamn meme. I'm telling you, America has gotten so good, people are now utterly insane from their comfort and ease of living.
No! 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 I am not the problem! I am the solution! You are the problem! I went to college! I went to college, you hear me? Do not mess with me! I am warning you! Ah!
Last Sunday night, the chair company posted a mock-up side-by-side comparison of male streamers versus female streamers. In the guy's feed, he's barely visible, while the woman's feed, the ratios were reversed. Is this accurate? Vertigear tweeted with 3 crying emojis for a good measure. Yes, sadly, it was accurate for many streamers. But remember, the truth is bigoted. It's about how people feel, not about facts. Screen cap of Vertigear's offensive tweet. This is offensive now. Look at this madness. Absolute madness. That this is literally considered offensive. Remember when offensive was something actually bad, like seeing someone's head chopped off or someone brutally mutilating an animal? That was offensive. Now, offensive is this meme. Joji, aka Filthy Frank, was right to leave. He probably could see the forest for the trees, and he was like, I'm out. I made enough money. I'm going to focus on music. God, I wish I could do that. I'm living in the Twilight Zone. And if you're watching this, it's probably because you agree with me. You feel like this is the Twilight Zone. This is the big issue of the day yesterday. That in another billionaire going off into space, and we're supposed to give a rat's ass. Update on 7/19/2021, Vertigear has released a second apology, acknowledging the pattern of misogynistic behavior on social media channels rather than the most recent incident. Yeah, they did like one tweet making fun of a pink gamer chair and saying, "This isn't for me." There you go, misogyny. I don't know how women survive today in America. It's like Kabul, Afghanistan. As in all things Twitter, once the shark smells blood, it must cancel the fish. An Uber Karen by the name of Laura, I believe. If I said it wrong, I don't care. Comes in and tries to pressure companies to cut off ties with Vertigear even after they apologize. She wants retailers to not work with this chair company over a meme that wasn't even edgy or offensive. And the fact that, like, she got so little traction, and still, these companies bend the knee for something so utterly ridiculous. Oh my God. Y'all want to see a company held accountable for their bigotry, pressuring these companies to cut ties? And while you're at it, tell them which chair manufacturers they should partner with instead. Oh, there you go. Internet activists, are they not the saddest things on the planet? Like, she wants to try and cost people jobs. You know, like, it's not enough one guy got fired. She wants a whole company to go under so a whole bunch of people can lose money. And then when these people don't have jobs and have to get on, like, some sort of, like, you know, social assistance, like unemployment or something, she'd be the first one to demand that the government come up with money for them to have jobs. We should have more social help for people without work. Things are hard in COVID. Yes, and it's even harder when a bunch of nutcases on Twitter decide to take it upon themselves to make more people unemployed because their little fifis got hurt. I'll start. Hey, Dell and NZXT, blah, blah, blah. I've already read this one. Do the tweets in this thread reflect your company's position on women and inclusivity? If not, why are y'all still partnering with Vertigear? Their apology was fake and you could do better. What does she do with her day that helps anyone? It's got 70 likes. Jesus Christ. NZXT, a company that specializes in kind of mediocre equipment that's overpriced. I mean, the AIO coolers aren't bad, but everything else, if you've seen the cases, big snooze fest for the price. Hey, Laura. This type of content does not reflect our benefits. We support all gamers regardless of who they are and where they come from, especially if they have an OnlyFans account. We currently have no active partnership with them and have not for some time. Thank you for reaching out. Admittedly, Vertigear chairs suck. Not personal. But still, you don't see me trying to cancel them. That's encouraging to know. Thank you, NZXT, for the response. Hoping to receive similar good news from other companies, including that they'll be removing their products from the storefront. Ah, yeah, good news. What? We've beaten bigotry, guys. We've stopped the evil of the Nazis. Woohoo! Today, a bunch of people were let go at Vertigear. We need more social assistance for people losing their jobs in these tough times. Well, anyway, thankfully, our super sleuth got her belly rubbed by NZXT, telling her exactly what she needed to hear to help her sleep easier at night. She put away her Ambien, knowing she made the world a better place. What's amazing to me is how few likes this got, showing how little people cared about the whole situation. You know, there are journalists in jail right now in India for saying cow piss isn't a cure for COVID. But over here in America, our big issue was this tweet. Makes you think. To end her saga of brave heroism that was truly the hero's journey, she decided to give out a link where you could give her money.
Quick video.
Or if you want to send me a coffee to help stave off my growing headaches from all the reply guys, I won't stop you. Yes, give her money from, well, there's two replies to this. My God, how could she survive all of that hate she's receiving? It only got 132 likes. Now, what's funny in all of this is that the tweet she put out for people to send her money got 132 likes, but the tweet full of popular buzzwords got almost four times the likes. P.S. Black Lives Matter, Trans Lives Matter, bigots can go touch grass. Now, I think you need to touch the grass, darling. You succeeded in helping someone get fired over an innocuous tweet, honest to God. In the grand scheme of things, it means nothing, but whatever. And for all y'all who are following me from this thread, disclaimer, I don't often tweet about video games. Ah, she doesn't give a shit about gaming. It was just a time to jump in and give us some social justice. We'll end it with Steven, another Twitter activist, a disabled person, and somehow he has a presence in media. For what reason, I don't know. Anyway, to the apology from Vertigear, he said, "We want to be more sensitive. We are doing everything we can to stop discrimination and bias," quotation marks. The company says posting a screenshot of text with no alt text. Now, you might sit here and you go, what does that mean? I think since it's a screenshot of text, it would be harder for people with disabilities to read, to be able to understand what the hell's going on. Because I'm pretty sure this Vertigear drama, number one priority on the list of a blind man today, or woman. You know, there's probably some people out there that were blind or hard of sight, and they're thinking, oh my God, how did the Vertigear thing end? What was the apology? There's no alt text. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, there you go. Even the apology wasn't good enough. The way the apology was posted wasn't good enough. But, you know, Twitter only allows you, what, 200 characters? So, of course, they had to pop this up in a photo format. Mother of God. And just to give you an idea, the Steven dude, I remember him once being upset with someone talking about if they made a cure for being disabled. He snapped at them saying something to the effect of, I wouldn't take a pill if it would cure my disability. Being disabled is who I am. And I'm sitting there like, you out your damn mind? If they came out with a pill that made me taller and better looking, but I look like someone else, I'd take that pill in a heartbeat. I'd say, give it to me raw, daddy. Oh, and I wouldn't have depression. That would be also the part of the pill. It was like a pill you could take that would get rid of depression, but it wouldn't make you fat. Yeah, that's it for me. I'm going to go take a shit. So, catch on flip side. Because I can't say my other taglines. Can I say adios, bichachos? Let's go with that. I think I can get away with that. Oh, yeah. Rate, comment, subscribe, all the other jazz. The more you that do it, the more likely I can stick around. Because supporting me pisses off people like this. And I think it needs to be done. There needs to be sanity. We can't make the truth evil. We can't make jokes bad, or else you will live in a world that's written by the cast of Saturday Night Live. And I'd rather die than live in that world.
Say less, bro.
And thank you, doctor. You're a real one.
We stan you.
And I stan you.